Yes, Sart.
Hi there. Who am I speaking with, please?
Joe from Seattle.
From Seattle. Okay, Joe. Did you just decide to take a trip to the Gilliland Ranch, or how did you get there?
No, we've been looking at it for 5 or 6 years and decided to come down this Saturday afternoon and leave tomorrow and see for ourselves.
Did you call James ahead of time and say, hey, buddy, I'd like to come down and see what you're seeing for myself, or how did it?
Yeah, one of our partners is a Lockheed Skunk Works guy that's retired.
Okay.
And he made the contact with him and had communication, and we came down.
All right. Exactly what have you been seeing tonight?
Well, the one that I can absolutely tell you that appeared to the right of Mount Adams and came out of nowhere and
describe it.
It came out as a dull light, and then all of a sudden it was more of a white flash. It went off easily 40, 50 miles, went up about 10 degrees in angulation from where we were sitting. And then there was a second craft that caught up to it. I've seen UFOs before in Mexico in the day.
But what you saw tonight
here.
Yeah, what you're seeing tonight, I guess I had to put it that way. There's no question in your mind, these are not conventional aircraft?
Absolutely. The other guy is also a pilot, and my background is in aviation also, amongst other things, but we're not looking at a green light or a red light off the wingtip. We're not looking at strobes. This was something that we saw for about 45 seconds to a minute, and there is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It was too fast, too hard of a turn, and it was fairly slow at first, and then accelerated out.
Okay. Is the other gentleman also there?
Yes.
Put him on. Put him on. By all means, put him on. This really helps. I don't know what you can say, folks. This is...
Hi, Art.
Well, a female. Who have I here?
Yes, you're talking to Paris.
Paris.
Yeah,
very nice name.
I live here. I'm part of Team Assetti.
Okay.
I'm James' personal secretary.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome. Rip and I were sitting out there, and we got to see two tonight that were absolutely exquisite. One came, I call vortexed in, because there's nothing there, and all of a sudden there'll be a bright flash. And then it took off in an extremely, amazingly fast rate, straight across the sky like a razor, with this huge tail. And it was just amazing. It took up two-thirds of the sky. We were, like, all hooting and hollering out there with that one.
Wait. And then, you said two-thirds of the sky?
Yeah, that's how far it went with this. From sitting there and looking up, it was so far up in the sky and yet so close in the sense it the tail itself, the whole unit, the whole trail was about a half inch thick, so you consider it's way, way up there. It had to have been an exceptionally large ship, and the tail went literally light speed at two-thirds across the sky. So that was very exquisite because it went very fast in a straight line and left an amazing light tail. And then the one we really all just had a great time with came out, again, vortexed in because there's nothing there, a bright flash, and it started coming at us, and it was in, like, a hover mode, and it just kept getting larger and larger, and it was coming directly at us, and I got a very strong feeling it wanted to make contact with us, actually come right into the field. But there was another airplane that was coming off from the right of it out of the east, and I think it had made a decision to just literally, it backed, it got close enough that you could see 7 points of light coming off of it. That's how close it got to us. And it also was quite a large ship compared to some of the things we've seen in the last 2 days. And then it just slowly backed out and then just took off at a right angle at a real clip. And it was very exciting.
Okay, let me pull a Peter Davenport on you. Paris, if you were to hold your hand out as far as it would go and hold up your thumb or even your fist, would it be larger than that?
Yes, the one that was hovering in definitely was larger than my thumb. It was really starting to come in at us. And like I said, it got close enough that we could discern at least 7 points of light coming off of it. And usually you'll just see them, and they're far enough up that you don't get to have a lot of discernment with it. And it had a definite intention of coming at us, which I really enjoyed watching as it slowly hovered and came towards us. It was
Paris,
really
exciting. How long have you been actually seeing these craft?
Well, I've been having experiences since I was six, so I'm kind of like, with James, we have a great time because we've had a lot of contact and a lot of experiences that we really enjoy sharing with the people that come here. And what's really fun, if people are interested in coming to the conference, which is the 18th, 19th, and 20th here in Washington at the Mount Adams Retreat, you'll meet people who are actually having experiences, and then they get to come here and share that and share more experiences, and plus we've got great speakers coming. So it's going to be like the Woodstock of ufology. And it's a really wonderful time, and we've got a great collective that'll be here this time. So we seem to be getting more and more activity that is very intentional with the people that are coming because of the sincerity and the openness, and because James has such a wonderful relationship with many of these entities. And so he's drawing people like myself and other people who also have been having these relationships for many, many years.
Apparently so. All right, Paris, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Art.